Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Hi!
The usual after-supper stillness prevailed in territorial prison, as Warden Harris sat at his desk in his office going through some papers. But suddenly, the warden sprang from his chair and hurried toward the door as bedlam broke loose in the hallway outside.
Hey, what's happened out there?
Big Bill Landis, he shot a guard.
All right, Warden. Reach or I'll trail you.
Landis, what's the meaning of this? Don't you know you can't get out of here?
That's what you think. Keep them hands up and start walking along the corridor to the big gate. Get going.
All right, Landis. You won't get away with it.
Hey, you've got work. Hold your firemen.
Move back out of the corner, all of you. First one makes a false move will be signing the warden's death warrant.
Using the warden as a shield, the desperate convict made his way along the corridor and across the courtyard to the big prison gate. With his gun held firmly against the warden's back, Big Bill gave another order.
Hey, what's the idea?
Drop your gun and open the gate if you want the warden to live.
No, guard. Don't let him out.
So help me, warden. I'll plug you right now if he don't.
I better do as he says.
Now lie down, both of you. Go ahead.
All right. Get down, Warden.
We'll get you again, Landis.
So long, Warden.
Hurry up, Bill, quick.
Get back.
Come on in.
Escaping into the hills, the two men rode all that night and most of the next day.
Oh, ease up, boy. Go there.
Finally, they walked their horses slowly along the trail a few miles outside of the town of Gray Rock.
Well, Bill, guess we're safe enough now. You sure took an awful chance, but you made it.
I figured things out pretty close, Joe. I planned that break for 2 months, watching and checking the location of the guards and all. When I got word to you when to be there, I had to get out.
Why are we heading toward Gray Rock? Got any definite plan in mind?
Yeah, I got something planned all right. You see, Joe, I got a sister. She's a widow named Belle Barton. Runs a cafe in Gray Rock.
Belle Barton with the Gold Dust Cafe?
That's her. She just about runs the town, for that matter.
Yeah, I know.
Well, when you were my cellmate a year ago, I told you about the masked man and Indian that was the cause of it.
Yeah, I recall the Lone Ranger.
That's right. At my trial, the Indian was a witness. Bell was there and got a good look at him.
Well, what about it?
Bell wrote me a couple of months ago that she spotted that same Indian in Gray Rock a few times. That means a Lone Ranger must be around. And Bell's worried they might move against that gang that's working for her.
Yeah, there's plenty to worry about, too. I hear that masked man is sure tough.
Well, I'm out to get him before he can interfere with my sister or me anymore. That's why we're going to Gray Rock.
But it's risky, Big Bill. You'll hear about that jail break and be on the watch for you.
Yeah, it'll take a little time for that news to travel. Meanwhile, I'll try to hunt him down before he does know I'm out.
But one of them might see you arrive and recognize you.
I thought of that. Well, wait till it's dark before we go to town by the back trail. I'll get into a room at Bell's place and then I'll shave off this beard I always wore and blacken my gray hair before I appear where I can be seen. Nobody will recognize me then. And I'll set out to find that snooping masked man and gun him down.
Get up there. Come on. Get up, boy.
It was midnight when Belle Barton, in her office at the back of the cafe building, heard a knock at the door.
Come on in.
Hi, Bill.
Bill, how in thunder did you get here?
Broke out of territorial. Meet a friend of mine, Joe Wells. Joe, this is my sister, Belle.
Howdy, ma'am.
Any friend of Bill's is a friend of mine, Joe. Bill, it's dangerous for you to come here. It's the first place they'll come looking for you.
That's what I told him.
I'm going to shave off this beard and blacken my hair. Then Joe and I'll hole up somewheres outside of town until I get a line on that Indian and masked man.
And I'll show you to a room upstairs where you can fix up then. After that, we can talk.
The following evening, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, reined up at their camp in the hills outside of Grey Rock.
More scout, old fella. Oh, fella. Easy, scout.
Easy.
Hi, Kimosabe. Any news in town?
Me meet Indian scout on trail. Him say man break out of prison.
Wonder who it was, did you say?
Him say feller named Big Bill Landis. Him kill guard, get way.
Big Bill Landis? He's a dangerous man.
Not right.
His sister Belle runs a cafe in Grey Rock.
Me remember that.
Don't suppose he'd be foolish enough to go there. It's worth looking into anyway. After supper, Tonto, go to town to the cafe and look around.
Tonto rode into Grey Rock after supper and entered the cafe. He went to the back in the shadows, from which point he could watch the others in the place. He listened intently as Belle came in from her office with a stranger and went to the bar.
This is a good friend of mine, Fred. Whatever he gets is on the house, so look after him.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take care of him, Miss Belle.
I sure appreciate your kindness, ma'am.
Don't mention it. When you go back out to the shack, be sure to give him a message.
I'll tell him what you said, Miss Belle.
If there's anything he needs, just let... Come back into the office, Joe. I forgot something.
Sure.
Tonto hadn't noticed the sharp look Belle had given him. And a short time after the man and woman had gone into the office, the Indian left the cafe and went to the hitch rack.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. Get him up, Scout.
Tonto rode out of town and headed back toward the camp where the Lone Ranger was waiting. A short distance behind him, Belle Barton and Joe were following, making sure not to be seen.
We'll see where he goes, Joe. I'm sure he'll lead us to the camp him and that masked man have out here somewhere. And you can get word to Big Bill.
Yeah, he'll be glad to know. Hey, are you sure that's the Indian that rides with the masked man?
Certain of it. I had plenty of time to get a good look at him at Bill's trial. And I don't forget a face, red skin or white.
I'll find out what Big Bill wants us to do, then I'll come and tell you. He might want some help.
I got enough men if he needs them. I have a gang working for me that's plenty tough.
Yeah, that's good. I guess it'll be worth your while as well as Bill's to get that mask hombre out of the way.
That's right, it will.
Hey, look, the Indian's leaving the trail now.
Pull up so we don't get too close.
Oh,
there, boy. Moon's bright enough for us to make him out from here. He's going toward that clump of trees over there.
We better not go any closer.
That's right. You can be sure the masked man's camped there with him. Let's get away from here before they get wise that we followed the Indian. You can head for Bill's shack after we get back to town. Get up there.
Get up. Come on.
Belle and Joe rode back to town. Then, leaving Belle at the cafe, Joe headed along the trail on the other side of town until a few miles out along the river, he arrived at an old shack.
Oh, there. Oh, steady.
What's up, Joe? Got some news?
I sure have, Big Bill. Belle pointed out that Indian to me. He was in the cafe.
So you really saw him, huh?
Yeah. And Belle and I followed him up the trail the other side of town and found out where him and that masked man had camped out.
Good work, Joe. That's sooner than I thought.
Bill says if you want any men to help you, she'll get them for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I got to admit, you and me alone wouldn't have much of a chance against the masked man and that Indian in a straight gunfight. Tell you what, Joe. We'll ride into the cafe and talk to Belle. She might come up with a better idea than going out there to the camp after those two hombres. If she don't, we'll pick up a few men from her gang and go after them.
All right. Hear that Lone Ranger's quick on that draw and plenty clever. So we better make sure of what we're doing before we buck up against him and that Indian. Hey, come on, let's go.
Meantime, Tonto had told the Lone Ranger what he had heard and seen at the cafe.
Mr. Sabel told the stranger to give someone a message at a shack?
That right. Then she say, if there anything him need, then she stop talking. Then go into office.
I see. Could be that Big Bill is hiding out somewhere close to town.
That's what me think, Kimasabi.
I'll try a plan.
Well, what that?
I'll disguise myself as a cowboy, Tonto. I can spot silver with some clay, and I can change my voice to an easy drawl so I won't be recognized.
But why you do all that?
I've decided to go to town tonight and apply for work at the cafe. I might get a line on Big Bill in that way.
But if them find out, it not be good.
I'll take the risk. Now help me fix my disguise. I want it to be extra good. But I'll leave you here and run in to meet Belle Barton.
Later that night, Big Bill and Joe arrived in town and went to the cafe to see Belle. They were talking in Belle's private office.
Well, here's our chance to get rid of that ornery mask, hombre, Belle. I don't want anything to go wrong, so I came here to talk it over first.
Glad you did, Bill. After Joe left for the shack to tell you we found out where those two hombres are camping, I got three of the men together, and they're waiting upstairs.
That's good. Five against the two of them, we ought to be able to make out all right.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched, Joe. Bill had six men in his gang when that masked man and Indian caught him last time.
That's right.
I suggest you go get those three hombres upstairs. Their broncs are hitched out back near yours.
Did you tell them what this is all about, Bill?
Not exactly. I did tell them they were to do whatever you told them to. That you were taking them out to get a couple of hombres who are trying to bust up our gang here. You won't have any trouble with those men of mine.
Glad to hear it.
All right. Now go get them. Go out the back way and ride out to that campsite. Move in easy-like from all sides and take them by surprise. Now get going. See that you get that Lone Ranger once and for all.
The Lone Ranger, after fixing a careful disguise as a cowboy, left the camp and headed for town. Instead of riding the usual trail, he took a shortcut and soon reined up in front of the cafe.
Oh, easy. Steady, big fella.
Come in.
Hey, Miss Two, what do you want?
I've been informed, ma'am, that you're the owner of this here cafe. I didn't figure on finding such a fine-looking woman as a boss, to tell the truth.
Well, come on over here and sit down, stranger.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You all have a mighty fancy place here. Easy to see that no man could keep a place so nice and clean and all.
Say now, stranger, that's mighty nice talk, and I sure... See here, you didn't come here just to give me a lot of fancy talk, mister. What did you come here for?
It does me good to meet up with a woman who's nice to look at and who's got fire and temper along with it. I reckon I'm going to like working for you all at that.
Like working for me? Well, of all the... Mister, I like the way you talk, and I like your nerve to boot. So you're looking for a job, huh?
I reckon that's the way to put it, ma'am.
What's your name?
Y'all can just call me Tex, if you like.
Well, Tex, what kind of a job did you expect to find in a cafe? You a gambler, maybe?
Well, I reckon I can handle cards right well, ma'am, but I'm mighty good when it comes to handling guns, too.
Hmm. Is the law after you, Tex?
Well, not exactly. But some folks have accused me of being an outlaw from time to time. Of course, that's something I deny.
You sure have a strange way of saying things, Tex. But I like you. Come around in the morning, and I'll introduce you to the men you'll work with.
Fine. I'm right pleased that you all see fit to let me work for you, ma'am.
If you'd been here a little sooner, you could have started working right away.
How come?
few of the men had a job to do, going after a masked man and an Indian who's hiding out in a camp out in the hills. I'm waiting for him to report back to me here.
A masked man and an Indian, did you say?
That's right. Masked man's on the side of the law, and he put my brother in jail a few years ago. Now he's trying to get something on me. Now, he doesn't know we're wise. He sure has a surprise coming to him.
Yeah, I reckon he has at that. And I guess I better...
Wait a minute, Tex.
Yes, ma'am?
No use running off yet. I'm taking you out to have a drink in the house.
Sorry, ma'am, but I don't take the liquor.
Glad to hear it. I'll have one man in my gang I can depend on then. You can sit with me while I drink to your new job. And you can meet the men when they come back and find out what to do.
In the cafe, the Lone Ranger and Bell sat at a table in the corner.
Say, Tex, you sort of quieted down since I told you about the men going after that masked man and Indian.
I was just disappointed I didn't get to go along, that's all.
Oh, well, forget about that and enjoy yourself. You know, Bell Barton don't often sit out front with the customers like this. So it's sort of a compliment to you, Tex. I reckon you and I are going to get along right well together.
Glad you think so, ma'am.
Look, you can call me Belle if you like.
All right, Belle, if you say so.
That's better. You know, I'm a widow, Tex. Got no kin but a brother.
I suppose your brother helps you run this place.
Nope. I own it all, lock, stock, and barrel. You know, I don't reckon Bill will like it too much if he sees I favor you like I do, Tex.
Oh, then he's here in town?
I didn't say that, but he might be. Anyway, I can handle Bill. He takes orders from me.
See, Miss Bell, I...
Hey, look, can I speak to you private?
Speak up, Joe. Tex is a special friend of mine, and from now on, he's working for me.
Oh. Well, we got the Indian, but the masked man wasn't there.
Bill's a fool. Should have found out if the masked man was there first before he grabbed that Indian. Now the Lone Ranger will know something's wrong and he'll be on guard.
That's right, smart figuring, Bell. I agree with you on that.
Tex, you're going to come in handy. You're wiser than the other hombres in my gang. Where's that Indian now, Joe?
Bill and the others took him out to the shack. They're going to try to get him to tell where the masked man is.
Well, now, from what I know of Indians, it ain't easy to get them to talk when they don't have a mind to.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We'll get them to talk, all right, one way or another. Oh, Bill says, will you come out there, Miss Bell?
I reckon I might as well before he gets riled up and guns that Indian for not talking.
I reckon I'd like to go along, Bell. I kind of have a way with Indians. Maybe I can get him to speak up.
Sure, Tex. Come on with us. Get my horse, Joe, and bring him around to the front. We'll meet you outside.
Right, ma'am.
Let's go, Tex.
The Lone Ranger, in his disguise as a cowboy, went out front with Bell, while Joe went out the back to get Bell's horse. As they stood waiting near the hitch rack, the Lone Ranger, still using a drawl, spoke hesitatingly.
Say, Bell, I was just thinking.
Thinking what, Tex?
Well, seeing as how it's almost midnight, we're riding out into the hills and all, I might as well stroll over yonder to the hotel while we're waiting. It'll take only a minute if you've a mind to wait.
What you going over there for?
I was just figuring I'd get back the money I paid on the room there for tonight. Seeing as how I won't be needing it. I'm not one to waste money when I don't have to.
Ah, Tex, you're sure a card. First cowboy I ever met that knows how to watch the pennies. That's something else I like about you. You won't ever squander my money if we ever... Go on to the hotel and make it quick. You got me talking loco already.
I won't be long, Bell. Be back in a minute.
That's sure the type of hombre I always hope to meet. I'll bet he'll get his money back, too. What a man.
A minute later, the Lone Ranger entered the hotel and approached the desk clerk.
Something for you, sir?
First, give me a pencil and a sheet of paper, quick.
Yes, sir. There you are.
No, thanks. There.
Folding the sheet of writing paper around a silver bullet, the Lone Ranger held it out to the clerk.
Here, take this.
Yes, sir.
Can you leave your desk here for a few minutes, long enough to go across the street?
Well, sir, I could.
There's a silver dollar for your trouble. In 5 minutes, take this across to the sheriff's office and give it to the sheriff. It's very important.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll take it over in exactly 5 minutes, like you say.
I'll see that you do. It's a matter of life or death. Adios.
Returning to Bell and Joe, who were waiting at the hitch rack, the Lone Ranger mounted, and with Joe leading the way, they rode the trail toward the shack. A short time later, they reached their destination and entered the shack where Big Bill and Bell's three men were waiting. Tonto was tied up on a cot along the wall.
Well, Bill, I'm glad you finally got here. Who's that hombre with you?
This is Tex, Bill. He's working for me. Tex, this is my brother, Bill.
Howdy, Bill. Mighty glad to see you.
Howdy. How long you been working for Bell?
Never mind the questions, Bill. Tex says he knows how to make an Indian talk, so I brought him along.
Get anything out of the redskin, Bill?
Yeah, not yet.
He's an ordinary cuss. Even a bit of banging around don't have any effect.
He's the stubbornest Indian I ever come across.
Tex, do you think you can make this Indian tell us where the masked man is?
I sure can, Bill, if I can do it my own way.
Well, if you can, that's more than we could do.
I aim to do it, Tex.
Well, now I'll tell you. An Indian is scared of a bullet that comes mighty close. Just maybe enough to scratch him.
Nobody can shoot that good.
I'm betting 10 to 1 I can. Of course, I don't aim to use a tied-up Indian as a subject. More fun to watch him dodge.
Yeah. By thunder, I believe you can shoot like that. I'll cover that bet and let you try. If the Indian talks, I'll double your pay, too. One of you untie him.
I will, man.
This is going to be good.
Yep, it sure will, mister. If things go right.
Hey, Indian, now stand up.
Well, come on, Tex. Let's see this show that's going to make this Indian talk.
Hey, he's standing there near the back wall. I'll just mosey over near the door. Now, the rest of you stand clear. Now, Indian, see this gun?
Uh-huh. You see it.
And see this one?
Why, use two guns, Tex.
Oh, I do this trick fancy-like, Bill. While I point one gun like this, I twirl the other one like this.
Holding one gun level in his right hand, the Lone Ranger twirled the other gun in his left hand for a moment. Then, with a twist, he sent it turning in the air straight at Tonto.
Grab it, Tonto.
Me got gun.
Hey, what the...
Don't move anyone.
He threw one gun at the Indian.
Hey, trick us.
Heck, what in thunder's the matter?
That voice. It's him. That right. Him here now, and him win bet. Him make me talk.
That bet, of course, was only a stall, but it worked. I know you're Big Bill Landis, and you're wanted now for murder.
Bill, is this the hombre that's supposed to wear a mask?
It's him, all right. You brought him here, too. You framed me, Bill, so help me. I ought to see that you get what's coming to you. In fact, I will right now.
Look out, Bill.
Oh, my arm. Let's rush him, man. Fight it out with him. Oh, my hand. Oh.
You nicked both of them, but you won't shoot me. I'll
gun you if you want, Bell Barker. Drop that gun.
Sheriff, how'd he get here?
I said drop the gun, Bell.
All right. There it is.
Shaving covered, man. We rode up quiet-like. I listened at the door and found out that hombre is Big Bill Landis. He's finished. And so are you and your gang, Bell.
Mister, I ought to hate you, but you saved me from Bill's bullet. Well, I was plenty fooled by that drawl of yours. I guess you're still the man I thought you were. But you're on the wrong side of the fence. The law's side.
Thanks. Come on, Tonto. We're through here.
Bill, you got a strange look on your face.
Yes, sir.
I'd sure like to know what you're thinking about.
Well, fact is, Sheriff, I'm wondering just how I'll think of that hombre when I'm sitting in jail. Will I think of him as the smooth-talking Tex, or is the hombre who put us all there, the Lone Ranger?
This is a feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.